Chapter 3.
"Who did these?" Saul asked Cece, holding up the artist's portfolio.
"What?"
"This here." He stood naked in their hotel room. "I found it in the garbage. Whose is it?"
"Mine."
"You did these?" He was staggered. For an instant he wondered whether he'd misjudged her. These were clearly the works of a gifted artist.
"Of course not. Some pathetic little person from the village gave them to me to show around to my gallery friends, trying to suck up. It was the funniest thing. Oh, please, Cece, I know how well connected you are. Oh, Cece, would you mind very much showing my work to some of your contacts?"
Very annoying. Imagine asking me for a favor. Even had the gall to ask me to show it to Denis Fortin specifically.
"What did you say?"
His heart sank. He knew the answer, of course.
"Said I'd be delighted. You can put them back where you found them."
Saul hesitated, then closed the portfolio and put it back in the garbage, hating himself for helping to destroy such a luminous portfolio, and hating himself even more for wanting to destroy it.
"Don't you have something on this afternoon?" he asked.
She straightened the glass and the lamp on the bedside table, moving each a millimeter until they were where they should be.
"Nothing important," she said,
wiping some great carbuncle of dust off the table. Really, at the Ritz. She'd have to speak to the manager. She looked at Saul standing by the window.
"God, you've let yourself go."
He'd obviously had a good body once, she thought, but now everything was flaccid. Cece had been with fat men, she'd been with buff men, and in her opinion either extreme was all right. It was the transition that was disgusting. Saul revolted her, and she couldn't quite remember why she'd thought this was a good idea. Then she looked down at the glossy white cover of her book and remembered. The picture. Saul was a wonderful photographer. There, above the title, "Be Calm," was her face. Her hair so blonde it was nearly white, her lips red and full, her eyes a startling, intelligent blue. And her face so white it almost disappeared into the background, leaving the impression of eyes and mouth and ears floating on the cover. Cece adored it. After this Christmas she'd get rid of Saul, once he'd finished the last assignment. She noticed he must have bumped into the chair at the desk when he was looking at the portfolio. The chair was now out of alignment. She could feel a tension blossom in her chest. Damn him for deliberately annoying her like that, and damn that portfolio. Cece leaped out of bed and straightened the screaming chair, taking the opportunity to also move the telephone parallel to the edge of the desk. Then she leaped back into bed, smoothing the sheets on her lap. Maybe she should take a taxi.